It's Millennial Monday on Rob Sussman.
All right, so what do you think about these this new trend of horoscopes, crystals, burning sage, I believe? These are apparently the new millennial religious trends. What do you think of them? 302-839-1059. We're joined, of course, as always, by Roman. Hello, Roman.
Hello, Rob.
Now, and I am told here that Roman is an expert sage, and as such can see into the future by reading my horoscope or something. Now, this isn't
the future.
This isn't just an ordinary horoscope. This is
This is actually, it's your natal chart, I think is what it's described as. So earlier today, I asked you your birthday, but I also specifically asked you what time you were born and the location you were born.
Yeah.
Which was, you were born at 10 a.m. on March 31st in the year 1991 in Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida.
And the reason they ask you all this stuff is it's to know the positioning of the stars and the planets relative to your position at that time.
So which astral power was cast upon
and
my
this is a big thing
baby
like
form.
People want to know like their favorite celebrities, they want to know like all this stuff. In the article for the Los Angeles Times we mentioned during the last segment, someone had emailed Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to figure out what time she was born so they could figure out her natal chart, and she's a Libra.
Oh my gosh.
I did this for you, and we're going to go over the three major signs.
All right, let's
first,
hear it.
Your sun sign.
My sun sign. What is my sun sign?
The sun represents vitality, a sense of individuality, and your creative energy. And you are an Aries, which is your regular zodiac sign,
right?
Which is an Aries, which is mine as well. You have a strong personality and an entrepreneurial spirit. You are ambitious and self-willed, stubborn, obstinate, and tenacious. I think that describes you pretty well.
Yeah, but that could describe anybody.
No, it couldn't.
Yeah, it could.
Not
it could describe
even,
you.
Not even slightly. I am an Aries, though.
Oh, okay. Well, it could describe Leah.
Some of your possible... Leah is a Capricorn. I already knew that. Possible issues. Nervousness. Are you nervous?
No.
Impulsiveness.
Not really.
Wastefulness.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on who you ask.
Provoking nature.
That's not me. I don't provoke. What are you talking about?
Restless.
Me provoke?
Restlessness.
Restless? Okay, they might have.
Okay, and now your rising sign. Your rising sign is how you appear to other people, and I think this suits you very well. You're a Gemini rising.
Okay.
Now, this is talkative.
Talkative.
And look what you do for a living.
I talk too much is my theme song.
Talkative. Fun, which is not true.
That's not true at all.
Fanciful. Do you have flights of fancy?
Flights of fancy. I mean, are we talking like pinkies out wine fancy? Is that what we're talking about? Or what?
I think like delusions of grandeur. Which,
delusions of
which
grandeur?
Which does fit you well.
Okay.
Bubbly.
Then yes, absolutely.
You're not bubbly. Little quirky.
Little quirky?
Yes.
Not at all.
So let's move on to your moon sign.
My moon sign.
The moon represents your emotional responses, your unconscious... Predestination,
and
yourself, your self-image.
So we are getting into the future here.
Yeah,
with predestination.
So your moon sign is Libra.
Okay,
just like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. How do you feel about that?
It's I don't know. It's destiny or something.
Okay, you're sociable and popular. Look at your job.
Sociable
and popular.
You're
a talk show host. This is describing you very well.
All you do is roast me. Continue.
I mean, you're popular with other types of people, not me.
Shut up, Roman. Continue.
You have good judgment.
You think I have good judgment?
No, I don't think
Okay, all right.
You are intelligent and reasonable.
What do you think about that, Roman?
I think you're intelligent, but I don't think you're reasonable.
Okay.
And you fair. And you like social pleasures.
Social pleasures?
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know. Partying? You like a good drink now and then, don't you?
Every once in a while. I do enjoy imbibing a beverage.
You like board games.
I do.
Social pleasure.
That's true. No, okay.
So your potential issues, instability in loving relationships.
Instability in loving relationships? I mean, I've been married to my wife for like, what, three years?
You're not even wearing a watch. Why'd you look down at your arm?
Reflex. Shut up, Roman. Continue.
Giving too much weight to the views of others and to public opinion.
Oh, that's not me. That's not me at all.
And this just says wavering, which is very vague.
That's
but there you go. Your sun is in Aries, your Gemini rising, and your moon is in Libra.
So what you're telling
me
is...
I have all these other things.
Oh my gosh.
But
really?
This is 13 pages, and I don't think we should go through...
13 pages?
Like your Uranus is in Capricorn.
What? What does that mean?
Your Lilith is in Sagittarius.
What does my Uranus in Capricorn mean? I'm really threatened.
Oh, man. Really want me to...
I want you to tell me what my Uranus in Capricorn means. I need to know about that.
You might need to fill, because I need to flip through all these
papers.
Oh,
my goodness. Well, let's go to
the found it. Here. I actually found it.
What is it? What is it, then?
You are a great battler. So much power that that one thinks nothing can defeat him. His mission in society and in the world can mean everything to him.
Well, I am undefeatable. That's true. Janet in Milford, hello.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, what do you think about all this?
I don't have a problem with it because I have also done something called the American Indian Animal Cards.
Oh, yeah?
And they are true to the person at the time, and you stage them, and it's a strange thing, but, you know, I follow that.
You like that. You like that stuff.
I see it more as a healing rather than a religion, though.
Okay.
Because I have faith, and, you know, I've been raised with faith all of my life.
Sure.
That's
is
my
just
religion.
Another thing. Right.
This is a guide and a healing, because I also enjoy acupuncture because modern medicine just didn't cut it for me.
Well, hey, there is something to acupuncture. There is. The Chinese have it figured out. They know what they're doing with that acupuncture stuff.
Yeah, so I don't have a problem with it. As long as they have faith in something, that's okay with me.
Other than some, like, vague, like, empty crystal nonsense. No, oh, okay, Janet, I see where you're coming from. Great call. Thanks so much.
And, like, you could buy a few crystals or light a few candles, and then that's all you ever do. Like, if that's enough for you, then good. And if you just try it out and it doesn't work for you, it's not like you went through a full religious conversion.
No.
And you, like, went to, like, a church.
No.
Or started practicing. It's very easy to get in and out of, I think it appeals to millennials.
You did talk in that first paragraph that you wrote in that Los Angeles Times article, though. There was some sort of, I mean, for all intents and purposes, service for this crystallism.
Yeah, but if that's what you want, then
right.
You go do it.
You can seek out
and
others.
That's been like that forever. I mean, social media has made it so much. You can find, it used to be before the internet, you could feel like you were the only one who had a specific interest. But
right.
Now you can almost always find someone that likes whatever weird stuff that you do and is just as into it as you are. Even if they're not in the same town as you, you're going to find them across the world.
In fact, more so. You can find people who are radically, radically more into whatever you're into.
Yeah, so much so that it could disgust you.
you can find that, maybe I wasn't as interested in this as I initially thought. If this guy has any indication, then I have no idea what this is supposed to mean.
So, yeah, I don't see... And it's Instagram especially is very big into astrology, tarot, and gems. It's very big. And you can go on Instagram, search any hashtag relating to that stuff.
We have Roman reads the texts here, and we're going to do that here.
Right. This has got to be about me since Hitler was in Aries, Tom. Yeah, Hitler was born in April.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve in Maryland says rib. As you know, I'm not very religious. Also, I believe faith is religion, so no matter what your faith is in, then that's what you can consider your religion.
I mean, I would agree with that. I think, yes, without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, millennials prefer not to put labels on things, though.
Hashtag no labels.
No labels.
I'm just into looking at crystals.
No filter.
That's right. No filter, no labels.
I mean, crystals are pretty.
I mean,
I wear a crystal.
That's right. What is your crystal mean, Roman? You had like that crystal the other day. I kept calling it a quartz, and I didn't bother changing my mind.
Tiger eye.
Right. I don't care.
I think
but
it's
what,
from.
What does it mean, though?
I think it's from Burma.
It's from Burma.
So I like it because the lady at the lapidary told me that it promotes balance.
Balance. You having a hard time walking down the street, or like what kind of balance are we talking about?
I don't know, just like mental balance. I do think I am kind of clumsy, though.
Well, there you go.
But
you got to get your mind straightened out. You got to get everything balanced.
Releases fear and anxiety, innates harmony in balance. It stimulates taking action and helping make decisions, unclouded by emotions. Traditionally, it was carried as an amulet against curses or ill wishing.
Well, now I know.
Why do you keep turning your mic off?
Because I didn't. I was moving my microphone around, Roman. No, but that's okay. That's fine. I mean, if you think that the crystals give you some kind of power, it doesn't impact me. So I don't really care what you do. That's fine.
At least they're not touching kids, you know.
I mean, not that we know of. No one I know is touching. Yeah, that's true. I guess there's no kid touching involved.
Yeah.
Except in
that's another thing they brought up in the article. The moving away from traditional organized religion scandals, and also more women are into it. And one of the reasons they gave for that was women aren't allowed in the same spaces as men in traditional organized religion. And
right.
In some practicing religions, not all of them.
I will say this. Everything you told me and all that star chart stuff that you just did.
Yeah.
All of that stuff could apply to, I would say, 75% of people on any given time.
Well, that's, it's sort of like, because I know tarot, right?
Right.
Every card is very, very open-ended.
Extremely
and it's
vague.
It's so you can take your own interpretation from
Bingo.
It. And come to the conclusion that in your mind, in the universe's mind, in the cosmos's mind, the conclusion that you're supposed to come to.
Right, because, and that's why my Uranus was in Capricorn.
Yeah, because you love to fight people.
Because I like to fight people.
Which does describe you very well. So I think some of this was pretty accurate for you.
I don't know. They had my number on it.
I'm going to leave this with you.
Okay,
thank you.
I appreciate you doing that. Telling me that my Uranus is in Capricorn. That's something I didn't know.
We even
know.
Have a graph.
Oh, my goodness. This is actually getting a little bit too intense for me. That's looking like straight up voodoo.
I don't actually know how to read the graph.
Hey, here's some good news. This is why we like having Roman in here.
Oh, yeah.
Roman has brought us tickets to Saturday's Orioles game against the Boston Red Sox. Roman has them. He is giving them to me to give to you. When we come back, news trivia right here on Rob Sussman.
CBS News Update. President Trump is unrepentant for racist tweets in which he told four minority women in Congress, all U.S. citizens, to go back to the countries they came from.
These are people that, in my opinion, hate our country. Now, you can say what you want, but get a list of all of the statements they've made.
CBS's Allison Keyes has reaction from around the world.
A spokesman for British Prime Minister Theresa May says she thinks the language used to refer to the women was completely